When the ball doesn't bounce our way. How do you cope with trials and disappointments? When competing at a high level as an athlete, there is great pressure on you to win. Too often we allow our identity to be founded on our performance, and we can be tempted to think when we walk closely with God we will always perform at our best. Or even that we should always get to be on the winning side of things. But this is simply not the way life works out. I learned in my professional sports career that failure, defeat, loss, trials, and disappointment are a part of the game. To be honest, they were part of my game more than I desired. God oftentimes allows me to experience these types of difficult things because they shape me powerfully. They will shape you as well, into His image. They also allow others to see what we are made of when we endure the trial in a way that honors God. Many of my best conversations about the important things in life with teammates, or even opponents, were when either I or they were going through a rough time in our sport. Walls came down when I handled a situation better than they would have expected. Opportunities came when they needed help, encouragement, or advice, and asked me for it. It was almost always because they had seen me go through something hard and wanted to know how I was able to handle it that way. These have been the best times for me to share why we are who we are and believe what we believe. It is important to maintain eternal perspective in the ups and downs of our sports life and to know God is using us even when the ball doesn't bounce our way. Scripture to ponder. James 1:2-4. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Key lesson. Tough times in sport and life don't mean God isn't with you and for you.